I guess put that close to you so that you can, it'll pick you up.
And whenever you're ready, you can tell the story back to me.
On a windy night about 10 o'clock, a policeman was walking and he saw a man leaning in the doorway. The man was named Jimmy. The police asked him what he was doing, and he told him he was waiting for a friend. The friend was Bob, an old friend of 20 years. Then the police went on his way, and finally a car, a man came up, tall man came up, right about the time that Jimmy said he would come up. And then he went across the street, saw this figure, old figure. They had been not together for 20 years, so he saw this figure of this man, and he went and asked. Jimmy had a peculiar scar on his eyebrow, too. And he went and asked him, "Are you Jimmy?" And he said, "Yes, Bob, I knew you would come after all these years." And they were standing in the dark, and Bob said, "The place where we used to go is not here anymore." They were talking about the place, told the policeman it had been torn down, and when Bob got there, they knew it wasn't there anymore. So they went to a place that he knew was there, and when he looked in the light at the man, he says, "No, you're not Jimmy. You're somebody else." And he said to somebody that I guess the police must have been looking for. So he didn't have the heart to tell him that tell the police about it. So he didn't have the heart to tell him that he was going to be arrested. And he told the policeman, sent the policeman to arrest him. And this Jimmy, now this Bob had been for years and years out in the West, and they wanted to know when they first met how had the West been doing him and everything, and he said it had done him well. And so then he said something about bye, thanks or something, Jimmy.
Okay, now I'd like you to think of a story. But I'd like you to think of a story that has at least three people in it.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready.
Oh, this happened in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at a school, Bradley Academy. We would have recesses, and kids would play. And when we play, they would have rings that we would play in. And every recess, we looked forward to coming out of the school playing these little rings. And that was three friends. And we would always try to jump in the rings before anybody else so they could form a circle around. And they would play things like Little Sally Walker, Old Cow's Dead, and little things that were really African orientated, because we knew some of the teachers were older and our parents were older, and we enjoyed hearing them tell stories of slavery and how the kids used to play then. So we kind of copied that and started playing, and answering, someone would answer, one of the girls would call the story out, "Have you seen my cow?" And we said, "The old cow's dead," the other two or three who was playing. And then we'd do a little dance. We'd just shake ourselves, our hips and things. So that was the first introduction. Since we didn't have books on African history, of taken from the people that we actually knew, that hearing them talk about the stories and in slavery. So that was what we enjoyed a whole lot.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to
Okay.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Lady went to the market, and she lost her purse. When she got to the counter to pay for her purse, she had lost it. So she went home, and when she got home and opened the door, a little girl called and told her she had found her purse.
Okay. I'd like you to try to remember that, because I'm going to ask you that to tell me that story again.
Okay.
At the very last.
All right.
Okay. Next, I'm going to say some numbers, and I'd like for you to repeat them back to me.
Okay.
Okay. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
64973.
392487.
396487.
5917428.
5974278.
4179386.
4789346.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, and I'd like for you to repeat them, but this time repeat them backwards.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. 2, 4.
Two, four. 4, 2.
Right. 5, 8.
8, 5.
Uh-huh. 6, 2, 9.
9, 6, 2.
Okay. 4, 1, 5.
5, 4, 1.
Okay. 3, 2, 7, 9.
9, 7, 3, 2.
Okay. 4, 9, 6, 8.
9, 4, 6, 8.
Okay. 1, 5, 2, 8, 6.
6, 1, 5, 2.
Okay. 6, 1, 8, 4, 3.
6, 8, 1, 4, 3. That's not right though, is it? 3, 1, 4, 6.
Okay. One more.
Okay.
5, 3, 9, 4, 1, 8.
8, 5, 4, 1. I missed something in there. A
couple of numbers.
8. Was it 8?
You said 8.
Okay. 6, 9, 4, 3, 1. 5, 3, 9, 4, 1, 8. 8, 5, 3, 9, 1.
Okay.
Bad enough going forward.
This is pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
Now I'm gonna, as soon as I find my timer, I'm going to time you in this next exercise. I throw everything in here and then I can't find it.
I know what you mean. That's to use your pocketbook without doing work.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give you some categories. And I want you to give me as many items that fall into that category as quickly as you can. Like, for example, if I said the category is states, then
what is it?
Just as an example.
Yes.
If I said the category was
states.
States.
Oh, like eating steaks.
No, states. like Tennessee, Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, schools, yeah. Okay, colleges.
Yeah, so
okay.
If I said that, you know, then you would give me
as many colleges as you can.
And well, as many as you can fill up in 1 minute. Okay, so. Oh, now it's working. So, got it?
Yeah, you want me to do it now?
I'm going to give you the category.
Oh.
As soon as I give you the category,
just rave off whatever I think they are.
Whatever you think of. I want you to tell me as many foods as you can, the categories foods.
Bananas, crackers, hamburgers, bread, ice cream, beans, greens, oh my goodness, potatoes, I said meats, don't have to, the various meats, just meat, greens, oranges,
okay.
Apples, cakes, cookies, pretzels, popcorn, so much, candy, I said fruit, I said ice cream, cake, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, the vegetable line, bananas, muffins, category another, what else is it out there to eat? Keep going. Chicken, chicken, that dreams, but you can name the guy you said chicken. Steak. Would that be a category? Steak. Said crackers. Oh Lord. Beans.
You can't think of any more, you can stop.
Okay.
That's it?
I started said dog food.
No, I just wanted you to fill up a minute.
Oh, okay.
And you did 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, the next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can.
Dogs, cats, monkeys, orangutans, zebras, bears, what's some things in the ocean? Snakes. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think of these things in the ocean. Almost talk. Birds, now they're not considered an animal, are they? Birds, no. I don't know, you don't think so? Birds, dogs, cats, bears. That's what I've seen at the zoo. Snakes, orangutans. I don't know if that's a different category. Elephants, I'm not too many more animals.
Okay, that was over a minute.
Okay,
the last category is kitchen items.
Oh, Jesus. Knives, spoons, stove. Sink, refrigerator, chairs, table, spoons, did I say spoon? Knife, graters, vegetable graters, or graters, blenders, can openers, what else in the world is in there? I said chairs, skillets, utensils, I don't know, I believe I've gotten, haven't gotten most of them.
Okay, that's a minute. Now, you got any more?
No, I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty.
Okay, that's enough of that. Next thing is
the
attention test.
Oh, geez. These are mind-boggling questions, girl.
My practice sheet.
Okay.
So you know what I want you to do. To the first line, all I want you to do is read that across as fast as you can.
Orange, oh, now?
Yes, go ahead.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. So that's what I want you to do with part one. If I can find it in here. Here we go. What I want you to do is start from here and read it across as fast as you can. I'm going to time you. Whenever you're ready.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red, blue. Yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 10 seconds. Okay, now the second line.
Yes.
Where the circles are.
Yes.
I want you to tell me the color of each circle as fast as you can.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay. Now. Red, blue, black, gray. But okay. That's not the way it starts.
Oh,
gray.
Start from here.
Uh huh. Gray, blue, black, red.
Yes. Okay. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go across. Start here. Go across and name. Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, green, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, blue, I'm sorry, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 22 seconds. Alrighty. Now, this is the one. Oh, the third line. This time, what I want you to do is, I want you to read across, but I don't want you to read the word. I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in. Go ahead.
Green. Uh-huh. Orange.
Whoops. Tell me the color. Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, that's right. Not read. Green, black, green, yellow.
Whoops.
Oh, wait a minute. Green, black, gray,
right. And
blue. Oh, my goodness. This is really, that was really a turnaround. Don't have to do that one no more. Got to do something.
Yeah, you got
to. Oh, don't.
That was just a practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you have to do the real thing.
It's a thinking process.
Oh, yeah, this is, you really have to pay attention.
Yes, you do. You lose it.
Okay, now do the same thing. Tell me the color, but don't tell me
what
the
it
word.
Is. Okay.
Okay, let me restart this. Okay, go.
Red. Is that right? I tell you the color and not the word.
Tell That's... me what color the word is printed in.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, let me back wait a second. Okay, go.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, red. Green, red, blue, green. Red, yellow, red, green. I mean, green.
Stop a minute. Are you telling me, are you reading the words? Are you telling me the color?
Color of the words.
Okay.
That's not right. Want to start over?
We'll start over again. Wait a minute, let me start this again. Okay, go ahead.
Red.
Whoops.
No, it's not. It's blue.
Right.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Is that right? But how come I can't get that? This is blue, red,
green,
yellow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm
okay.
To
do. All right.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Blue, red, yellow, green, and yellow.
Right.
Green or yellow. No, that's not right. Blue. Green, blue. Green, blue, oh my heavens, yellow, blue, red, blue, yellow, green, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red. You have to get to that one. See color. So you're seeing this word too. And that's what throws you off, you know, naturally. Of course, they meant to throw you off, so.
That's the test.
Yes.
See, everybody does twice as long for this one.
Yeah, because it's straight across.
Right.
And then you got to change your memory. I'm not looking at a word, I'm looking at a color.
That's why they call this an attention test, because
yes.
You have to pay attention
yes,
to what
you do.
Doing, and you have to not do what you want to do, which is really
right,
hard.
Which is yes, sir. Yes, see, you're so set, mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's what this is for. So,
yes.
So everybody does twice as long for that one.
Yes.
Okay, that story about the lady with the groceries?
Yes.
Can you tell that back to me?
Yes, the lady went to the grocery, and when she got to the counter to pay for the grocery, she had lost her wallet, and she didn't get her food. She left the store. And when she got home and opened the door, a little girl had called and told her, "I have found it."
Okay, that's all of the experimental stuff.
Is it?
That's it. No, all we can do is the
interesting, most interesting. Let me get a pen and start filling out the things. Most interesting.